Tomorrow morning, a piece of northern BC history hits the auction block. It's a letter from a Hudson's Bay Company trader that dates back to 1854. Brian Grant Duff is coordinating the auction, and I've reached him this morning. Hello, Brian.
Good morning.
I'm just taking a look at a photograph of this letter. It looks very beautiful with the penmanship. Can you tell me a little bit about the individual who wrote this letter?
Of course. His name was John Kennedy. He was the first Métis educated at a European university.
Really?
And he was also one of the first medical doctors on the coast. So he served as second in command in Fort Simpson and also as the doctor at the location there.
And in this letter, just the part that I can see from the photo, he writes, "I send a $5 gold piece in one of your shoes." What else does he say? Give us a sense.
He actually bought some shoes to send to his family. He's basically up in Prince Frederick Sound in Alaska in the brig Ida. And, of course, there was no postal service in those days,
right.
So you had to send your letters by favor, basically on the next ship. But it's neat to think of all these things traveling up and down the coast, mainly from California, but so up from San Francisco via Victoria and then all the way up to Alaska. It sounds to me by reading the letter that they're actually up in Alaska looking for ice. And so they're all waiting. There's three or four ships in Prince Frederick Sound, including the Beaver is around.
Mm.
And they're all waiting to take on some ice. He's sending some kegs of dried apples, a box with some shoes for the mother and the daughter who he's writing to. And he's saying the shoes cost $2.50 a piece, or a pair, rather, which $2.50 must have been a lot of money in those days.
Absolutely.
In one of the shoes, not in the cover, he's sending a $5 gold piece, also a lot of money in those days. He's also asking that one of his sons, Alexander, if he could join him, and he'd pay him $20 a month, so $5 a week, to help out the Hudson's Bay Company in their trading up and down the coast.
Now, when you see a letter like this, when it passes your desk, I mean, you're an expert, you're a collector, you're an auctioneer. How unique would you say this is?
I mean, All Nations Stamp and Coin handles handfuls of history every day, but you just never know what's going to come in the door. I would imagine there aren't many HBC employee letters like this that are outside HBC collections or archives and so on. So there's not many in private hands, and this one comes courtesy of the Gerald Welburn collection. Gerald Welburn was an English schoolboy who moved to Victoria in 1911 and was fortunate enough to be charming and in love with collecting that he could still get this material from many of the colonial families. So it's possible that he got this material directly from some of the Kennedy descendants at that time.
And why do you think he brought it to you instead of a museum?
Well, he has died,
okay.
But his family has a portion of his collection.
Gerald
Welburn formed valuable collections of Canadian stamps, British stamps, and he's best known for his incredible collection of colonial British Columbia and Vancouver's Island material. So this is something that he kept in the family, and they've decided that they want collectors to have a crack at it again now.
And so I'll reframe the question then. Why do you think the family wanted collectors to have a crack at it rather than having it housed in a museum where everybody could see it?
Well, Gerald Welburn would quibble with that, and he would say, the collector I'm referring to, he would say that he competitively exhibited his stamp collections around the world and won awards with them, and he was such a well-known collector that he was actually asked to join the Fellows of the Royal Philatelic Society in London, which is a rare honor. So he's sort of a collector's collector. And his belief is that the collectors should be custodians of this material so that it's shown in exhibits around the world and so that it doesn't get lost in a museum collection or sold on by the museum, etc., or simply given away.
Interesting.
So he always felt that collectors should be the custodians of this material.
Now, Brian, this letter goes to auction tomorrow. How much do you think it might go for?
It's sitting at $1,300 right now. And I would guess it's going to bring somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000.
Well, we'll continue to watch. Thanks so much for describing this letter to us today. We've posted a picture of it on our Facebook page as well. Brian Grant Duff, thank you.
Thank you for your interest.